my name's Amri.
And my name is Shweta.
And you're watching Dil To Film Hi Hai. We are back with the director's first series.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about a very prolific director. I think he is cool.
Yeah.
He's made some really popular films that have done well, both at the box office, but also it's done well with fans.
Yeah.
Some of them are cult classics, dare I say.
Of course.
And he is very talented. He's multi-talented. A lot of directors only direct, but this director, he seems to be doing everything out there. What do we feel about him?
Oh, he's one of the best filmmakers that we have in the industry.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, a multi-talented, not only acting, singing. He's a filmmaker. He's everything.
He's everything.
He's a producer. He's a writer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are talking about none other than...
Farhan Akhtar.
Woo!
Number of people who speak to me about that movie. It's incredible. You know, people speak to me about Dil Chahta Hai. And then they speak to me about Laksh.
Mm-hmm.
Then they speak to me about, actually, then after that, now is Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, you know?
So Farhan Akhtar off the bat, of course, comes from a family of talented individuals. His father,
yep.
Javed Akhtar, and his sister,
Zoya Akhtar.
And
of course, his mom, Thani Irani, right?
Yeah, which is huge. Talented. And so, like, I guess Amri and I were talking about this. Of course, he was going to be talented, right? Look where you come from.
The genes. It's all in the blood.
Yeah. And I know, like, what are some films that he has directed? I know he's acted as well. He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
I wish we could see more of him. Mm-hmm. I was very sad, even in, like, Dil Dhadakne, though, where he has such a mini, small little role. I was like, give him more. I want to see more of him.
Yeah.
If we talk about his the movies he's directed, what comes to mind?
So I think a lot of people probably know him mm-hmm. for, as a director, mm-hmm. know him for Dawn.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's the man who actually brought Dawn back.
Yes.
Yes? Who is it?
Dawn.
So a lot of people think that Dawn is his first movie as a filmmaker.
A lot of people credit Dawn.
Yeah, credit Dawn. And then a lot of people also think that, oh wait, he's a filmmaker. I thought he was an actor.
Yeah, or I thought he was only a singer.
Tumhara naam kya hai?
Leila.
Dost mujhe Majnu bulate.
Na main samjha, na main jana. Jo bhi tumne mujhse kaha hai, señorita.
But if we'd like tell you guys what his first film as a filmmaker is, I'm sure those who watched it will be like, yo, that film, it's a cult classic that came in the early 2000s, was a big game changer.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people in Amreen in my generation would know of this film, but the Gen Zers out there, I don't think they would know. I don't think they would. I think they'd be very surprised. Actually, just today, my mom, who is a baby boomer, she didn't know that this was his first film. And she's seen it in theaters. She loved the film. She didn't know. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about Dil Chahta Hai.
Chahta hai, kabhi na bite chamkile din.
Cult classic.
Woo!
How many? I feel like this movie has like been studied by people.
Oh
yeah, the hairstyles were so in. Yeah,
I mean, it stars none other than Aamir Khan, Saif Ali Khan, Akshay Khanna, and Preeti Zinta.
Yeah, and Sonali Kulkarni.
And great, what a film!
And I think the thing that Dil Chahta Hai did was that it introduced real life characters to us.
Yeah,
because all three leads had their own flaws. They had they weren't perfect. Like, the hero was portrayed in that time where he fights for the wrong, like he fights for the injustices, and he's out there and he's like this image of perfectness, and it was very real, and what's the word, like it was like some of the situations were so mundane between the characters that you never really see in films.
Exactly.
It's always larger than life, but this is just three friends hanging out.
Kabhi socha hai ki shayad har saal yahan na to ek taraf 10 saal mein ek baar bhi milna mushkil ho.
100%. I mean, like you said, it was a different type of cinema. A lot of people were like, what is this? But it worked.
It worked. People liked it.
Yeah, I think the time it came out was perfect. Like the 2000s, the early 2000s, people wanted a change.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the music played a big role.
Oh, yeah.
The actors played, like, they were brilliant. Like, the casting was so great. Yeah. Dialogues. And like you said, it was just such a real film. And every time, even today, you ask for Farhan Akhtar about Dil Chahta, which he always gets still asked for that film, is like, how did you write about this? Just like, just about these three friends.
Yeah.
And just like, That's it. Like, it's so was about friendship.
Simple, right?
Very simple.
And apparently it was inspired by one of his own trips to Goa and a trip to New York. And I don't know. It was very unique. I do remember, I think I was a kid at that time. So when I saw it, I was like, I think it took me some time to understand. I think by the second or third watch, I started to really appreciate the film. But as a child, I think it was still, I was not used to that realness.
Yeah,
be a man.
I feel the dialogues, I think, were very relatable. A lot of people talk like that.
And even that whole character, Sonali Kulkarni's fiance, the timepiece. Subodh.
Even those minor characters played such an important role, and we still remember after 20-odd years.
And even those scenes, like, it's like the little things when they go to the cafe and Saif Ali Khan pulls the chair and, like, Subodh. It was such a good movie. And that whole angle, of course, we do have traditional Bollywood in the sense of Preeti Zinta and Amir Khan's Jaane Kyun Log Pyar Karte Hain.
Amir looked young. Was he young?
I don't think so.
Sorry, Amir.
I don't think so. Yeah, he looked pretty cool. He looked pretty cool.
I think they were still in their 40s. He was still in his 40s.
He must have been
in
his 40s, yeah.
Not 30s, right?
It was 2001. Yeah, he must have been in his late 30s. But he looked older. Yeah. I mean, I think he looked older than he did in Three Idiots. So good Botox. But.
Our show is sponsored by.
Yeah, right. It's sponsored by the Botox Clinic.
Sir, har wo cheez jo insaan ka kaam aasan kare ya waqt bachaye wo machine hai sir.
Movie. Oh, it was the first time they did sync sound.
Sync sound.
Yeah,
which live location.
A big deal. Live
That's a big
location.
Deal.
I heard that because it was sync sound, Saif Ali Khan almost didn't do the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he didn't feel comfortable because, like, you don't get a chance to redub your dialogues. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Shayad uske bathroom jaane ka time.
Stop it. Itna bhi bura nahi hai.
Yeah, and apparently the whole 80, like, of course there were 80 systems back then, like, from before, but apparently the way the 80 system was enforced in this was very Western. And I remember watching an interview of Saif Ali Khan where he said he learned what 10-4 is for the first time, like, going to the washroom on set. Like, somebody was saying Saif Ali Khan's 10-4, and they're like, he's like, what the hell does that mean? And so all these terminologies and things came out.
And I think it was a big risk.
Yeah.
Like, I know he comes from a film
family.
Didn't
a lot of people think it wasn't going to do well? Karan Johar was, like, thinking that like the fact that Amir Khan signed the movie, he thought that he, like, lost the plot.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Dil Chahta Hai or Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara as a film?
Oh god, that's a really good question.
I know my answer, but I want to ask you.
I don't want to take too long. Hold on.
It's okay.
I think Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara.
Really?
Yeah, you know why? I think I've seen Dil Chahta Hai a handful of times. I think that I've seen Zindagi a lot more and I enjoyed it more, but I think if I watch Dil Chahta Hai again and again, it would grow on me. But it's just, I have that flavor of watching it as a kid. I don't know if I understood it entirely. I was nine, so. But I still liked it. I thought it was a cool movie. But again, the Bollywood child in me, the part of the film I actually liked was the Australia portion.
I love the Australia.
That's it. I didn't like the rest of the movie. I thought it was weird. Yeah, especially like the whole Akshay Khanna thing. I was like, I don't get it, but I get it now, of course, as a grown up.
So sorry कि मेरी बात से मार आपको इतनी तकलीफ पहुंची. I'm sorry कि मेरी वजह से आपको ये सब सुनना पड़ा. लेकिन ये सच है कि मैं आपसे प्यार करता हूँ. I'm not sorry for that.
I get it. It was beautiful and it was different and it was nuanced and I'm very proud of Akshay for trying to, you know, doing something like that and for Farhan to put that on paper, because when do we see that?
Yeah. Even today we don't see
nobody
that.
Does that anymore. I mean, Nishabh, but that wasn't raunchy. Like, that was so sleazy.
Yeah, it was so sleazy.
Like, how many times do we see a good portrayal of somebody falling in love with someone of a different age? All right. Well, having said that, we want Farhan to act more, but more importantly, direct more. He will be coming out with Dawn 3 with Ranveer Singh. Dawn. Please tell us how you feel. Dawn. How did you feel about that casting? Dawn. Do you think he can do it?
Dawn. No, but I think he'll prove me wrong.
Yeah. I know it's a personal thing for Amreen too, because it's Shah Rukh Khan, and Shah Rukh Khan is no longer going to be Dawn, and that's like a lot of people are upset about that. 11 mulkon ki police dhoondti hai mujhe, par pakad paya hai mujhko kaun?
Main hu Dawn.
Maybe it's
are
not,
they recreating the first part again?
Oh, no, I can't watch that again. I can't do no budget camera. No cricket part.
What the hell?
I need some like
fresh story.
Is that what they're doing? They can't. That would really flop. How many times can you remake the same movie?
That note.
Yeah.
But that was the episode, guys. Let us know what you thought about Dil Chahta Hai. And if you have any new information or any information about the film.
Yeah, do let us know. Because there's so much trivia to do with Dil Chahta Hai. And if you somehow haven't seen it, let us know about what you thought about it. Because there's a lot of people that haven't, actually. I think our generation
has. Oh, my God. Please watch it if you haven't. It's on Amazon.
That's great.
It's on YouTube. Daily Motion It, if you haven't.
Daily Motion It, man.
Sorry. On that note, my name is Amreen.
And my name is Shweta.
And you're watching
Dil To Filmi Hai.
Bye.
Bye.